T.C. Christensen and Paul Woolrich are joining me on the line. We're continuing our conversation about the movie Escape from Germany. T.C. is the director, and Paul Woolrich plays Elder Norm Siebold. As you have been prepping this film, I'm sure you have had some really great conversations with these families. Is there one that really stands out?
Yes, I want to tell you about my experience with the Irma Rosenhan family. She was the only escaping German missionary who was a woman that we deal with. And I didn't have enough information on her to really tell a good story. I had a good beginning and a good end. And so I decided I have to be a movie maker, and I made up a second scene, a second act for Irma. Well, when her descendants were there with us on the set one day, I apologized to one of them. Dan Rosenhan, I said to him, you know, I made up that one scene in the second act, and so I just have to apologize. I'm sorry about that. And Dan said to me, she may not have had that experience, but the experience that we portray on the screen, he said, happened when her mother had to leave Germany before World War I. And he said, we thought you were just using Irma's mother's experience to show what Irma was having to go through too. That was a great thing to find out, that even though I had stepped out of the truth in film mode and had made up a scene, that the family felt totally justified with it.
Wow, and I would say that's kind of another miracle, that you would be able to come up with something that really connected with that family.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
So, TC, what is it that you hope audiences are going to take away from this film?
Yeah, I have one thing I want to say, and I'm going to let Paul say what he thinks, too, because he has, a different look on it. I'll tell you the main thing I think when people walk out of the theater, I hope that it's a good enough film, entertaining enough film, that when they come out, they think, I want to see that again. And they do, that they go back, because I think it's that type of film that if you see it a second time, you pick up on things and subtleties and messages that you can't with one. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I would second that. I think it's such a powerful story. And for me, you know, having served a mission and gone out and done hard things, you really go out there with guidance. And I hope that people come out of this inspired to go do hard things and just act, even though they may not have all the answers or they may not feel like they're totally qualified or something feels unclear or impossible, but just have the courage to go forth and to have courage and to act and do what they know that they need to do.
And you know something, TC and Paul, I think what a timely message right now, as we see a lot of violence escalating throughout the world and even here at home, and some challenging and uncertain times. This message of doing what you can and becoming an active participant, I think that is something that's going to have the power to make a difference.
Absolutely. In fact, in a screening last night, somebody said, I'm shocked at the influence one person can have negatively on the world. And obviously he was speaking of Hitler and the Nazi regime. And I thought to myself, but isn't it amazing that the impact one person can have for good, that this young man was sent out there with this massive task and he pulled it off. And he rescued over 20 other missionaries and did so much good, and the power that could have if so many of us took that to heart.
You know, and as you're saying that, Paul, I think it's important, too, to kind of zero in on the fact that he was young. I mean, this was not somebody with lots of years of experience under his belt. This was a young man called upon to do a pretty impossible task, and yet he just put faith in every footstep and was able to accomplish it. And as you think about him rescuing that many missionaries, it's impossible to measure the good that came out of that.
Absolutely. And I hope that there's a lot of young people and youth that go see this film and take that away, right? I think there's so much anxiety and stress with our young people today and young adults, whether you're pre-mission or post-mission or what age in high school or graduated, right? There's so much anxiety about going out into the world and doing good things. And so I hope that a lot of younger people can go to this film and resonate with that message and say, hey, if he could do it, I can do it.
Exactly. And you know something? I think that our young people could definitely use some really good role models right now. And this story, well, it sounds like it has got a lot of good role models in it. I personally cannot wait to see it.
It absolutely does.
Let me just ask you, what was perhaps the biggest challenge, TC, in making this movie?
Well, I'm going to tell you too. One was COVID, because it came right in the middle of when we were going to start. And we all had problems, you know, because of COVID. But we got over that and were able to get out and make it. But the other thing was, I was worried about trying to attempt this film because it's so big and it's World War II and it's costumes and it's trains and everything's got to look like 1939 Germany. And that costs a lot of money. You don't just go around to, you know, our streets and film that. It takes a lot of planning and art direction. Well, by piecing it up, and it's like anything, I think, you know, one step at a time and eat a whole elephant one bite at a time. It's all those kind of things. We were able to kind of figure it out and make it work on our scrawny little budget, and I'm very proud of the way it looks.
And give us a little bit more idea, TC and Paul, what people can expect when you're in the theater for the screening in Idaho Falls on May 4th.
Well, I think they can expect to be enveloped in a story that kicks off with tension and pace right from the beginning. I remember reading the script, and right from the opening scene, there's tension, there's conflict, there's a sense of urgency that there's danger, and the way you're introduced to the characters is so compelling, and it just does not let up until the very end of the credits have rolled. I mean, the story just takes you from the first moment to the very end moment, and you're just enveloped all the way through.
I cannot wait. You have got me very interested in this. And I'll tell you what, too, the trailer is very powerful. It captures your attention. TC, how about you? What do you think audiences can expect on May 4th?
I hope that they'll notice, in even if it's a subliminal way, our use of music in this film. I love the music in the film. It's composed by local composers, primarily Marshall McDonald and Stephen Sharp Nelson of the Piano Guys. And man, they do an incredible job in helping us create a feel that we never would have gotten had we not had their excellent music.
I'm right there with you. I think music has the power to just help a story go to the next level. TC Christensen and Paul Woolrich, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me.
You too, Jolene. You're great.
Well, we will see you on May 4th.
Okay, thanks everybody in Idaho. We'll see you.